This is Totally Cool Tech, the show that brings you the hottest in cool technology. No matter if it's old school or new school, high tech or low tech, it's all still cool tech. This is Totally Cool Tech, podcast edition number 546, Mr. Gadgets on iPad release day for Wednesday, March 28th, 2012. I'm Norbert Davis, your host. If you're watching my Twitter feed of late, you know that I have a new PC build going on for my wife. So this is kind of getting in the way of my my podcast today. But I tell you what, we have something special for you. It's Mr. Bruce Barr, a.k.a. Mr. Gadgets, our roving reporter from Kansas City, Missouri, has a great report and thoughts about the iPad on the release day, the iPad release day, which happened 2 weeks ago. And maybe it's not the freshest news, but it, you know, he does have some great, interesting thoughts and a little bit of trivia for you, too. If you really take, you know, pay close attention, he's got some great trivia for you about the Kansas City, Missouri area. Also, like I said, I was going to be doing this podcast tonight, but something got in my way. I got all the gear for my wife's new computer that I'm going to be putting in together, like, right now. And yeah, that's kind of got, it's in my head, and my ADHD, it's got me focused on that, so I'm like, I'm hyper-focused, but I know I had to get this, I owe it to you guys. I've, you know, been slacking off enough over the past year, so yeah, trying to keep this cool, trying to keep it going for you, and good information here from Bruce, so I'm going to let Bruce take it away, but first, Totally Cool Tech is a proud member of the TechPodcasts.com network. If it's tech, it's here. Where all our member shows produce family-friendly and work-safe podcasts. We're also part of the Blueberry.com podcast community where podcasters and listeners come together. So please go check out both of these sites for other great podcasts. Today's podcast sponsor is GoToMeeting. Being able to attach a face to a name is important. It enhances our relationships. That's the way we do business. But unfortunately, meeting all of your clients and colleagues in person can sometimes be impossible. That's why I recommend GoToMeeting with HD Faces. It lets you meet face-to-face from anywhere in the world. With GoToMeeting by Citrix, it takes just a webcam and a click to collaborate in a group HD video. You can see your attendees eye-to-eye while collaborating on documents in real time. You'll feel instantly connected, even if you're thousands of miles apart. Plus, GoToMeeting is so easy to set up and so simple to use. So start hosting your own face-to-face meetings online today with GoToMeeting. My listeners can try it free for 30 days. Don't wait. For this special offer, visit GoToMeeting.com. Click on the Try It Free button and use the promo code PODCAST. Be sure to use that promo code PODCAST. All right, everybody. And without further ado, Mr. Bruce Barr.
This is Mr. Gadgets, and it is new iPad Day, which also, here in the States, well, I guess everywhere in the world where there are Irishmen, it is also St. Patrick's Eve. So everybody is ready to get their new iPads and go out and party until they're green. So I decided I would do a bit of roving reporting here for Totally Cool Tech. And Norbert, and if you're listening to this, Norbert Davis has been kind enough to accept my roving report of iPad Day here in Kansas City, Missouri. So I did forget to drive by my little AT&T store. I have an AT&T store that's about, just a little bit less than 2 miles from my house, where there's a little shopping center. And it's kind of a little tucked away thing. Not that many people, I think, even really notice that it's there. And you know the way cell phone stores are, some people might think this is just another cell phone store that happens to be selling AT&T. But no, it is actually an AT&T, you know, company store. And I have actually waited in line there for devices that are related to Apple. And I forgot to go by there today and see if there is a line. There's usually a smaller line there. And in fact, if I was willing to wait online to that's what they'd say in New York. Did you know that people, when they say they go online, they actually mean standing in a line? I'm not sure about the rest of the Northeast, but in New York, at least, that's what it means. Anyway, if I was willing to stand online to get one today, I probably would have opted for that if I was going to go for the one with the, you know, AT&T radio and all that kind of stuff. There's also a little Verizon store there, and I could have gone by both of those. I forgot totally about that. So I've been somewhat remiss in my my thought pattern for this. It kind of occurred to me driving in on the way to work to do this. I did not go online to wait for one in the store. I actually fought my way through and thought that I had ordered one online at the Apple store, you know, over the web online, but I never got my confirmation. In fact, at one point, I kept on retrying. I was trying for the pickup in-store option. That didn't seem to be available, actually, on that first day in the giant data storm of everybody trying to load it at once. And eventually, it got to the point where it thought that I had like five or six of them in my cart, I remember, at one point. I kept on deleting those, and I finally made a decision and thought that I had it, but never got the confirmation. So the next day, things had calmed down, and I talked to a very nice young man down in Austin, Texas, who facilitated this in a fantastic way. I really thought I got the Apple Store experience, even though it was a virtual experience over the phone, but he was very good, very knowledgeable, and actually even talked me into doing some things that I hadn't done on the original order. So I went ahead and went past the Wi-Fi and bought a radio, AT&T, once again. I kind of like the way that they work their contracts for the data and things like that compared to Verizon. And we have the LTE coverage here in Kansas City area, so that should be good. And I also even opted for that AppleCare Plus, you know, in case there was droppage or other kinds of things. So they ended up getting a little bit more of my money, but he was very, very good at, you know, explaining everything to me so that I understood all of the different aspects of everything, and it was a very good experience. So, it is lending its way to me. It is personalized on the back end. I checked this morning, and even though I asked for both SMS updates as well as email updates, the SMS update, at least, didn't seem to have indicated that it was here at the local UPS, but when I clicked on the UPS link for tracking, it indeed told me on my iPhone that it is on the truck and should be at my house sometime later on today. So I am approaching the Plaza, which is the original shopping center, that was, you know, actually built just for shopping way back in the 20s. And it's an open air, not enclosed kind of a center, rather posh. And the original Apple Store in Kansas City is right here. And I'm about ready to turn the corner off of Ward Parkway onto Broadway. And I am looking at the Apple Store, and there's practically no line at all. Oh my, this is really amazing. iPad 2, it was out. Okay, here it is. It's on the other side. So last time they slung it to the south. This time it's going to the north. There's a guy selling Starbucks has coffee. Starbucks is a pop-up store for coffee or free coffee here. And the line's going up half a block. And it is coming around. Nope. Going up half a block. So I don't know. I didn't really count. But I would estimate probably there's somewhere less than 50 people in the line waiting at the Apple Store, and it is now 8:09 a.m., and so the store has opened and has been open for 9 minutes. So who knows how many people were in the line there, but it was a very manageable set. I have no idea how many of the iPads they have allotted for each store, so who knows if everybody, hopefully they have some type of account and they're monitoring people online there and saying, okay, now you're not going to be able to get one because we're only going to have so many in the store, depending on the model numbers and all that kind of stuff. I imagine, like with anything in life, it's the 16 gig Wi-Fi, right? That's the one that is the cheapest and the one that more likely is going to be the one that everybody is going to be preferring to buy in terms of the amount of money they're going to spend. So those are the ones they probably had a few more of stocked, but will run out of first, whichever, you know, color, white or black. And then it'll move on from there for more expensive models in both Wi-Fi and do you want to have the radios from Verizon or from AT&T. With that in mind, I don't know if you know this, but the way that the Verizon plan works, I believe, from the description that I got from the very competent, you know, Apple salesman, and a call I also made into Verizon, that the data plans for Verizon work a little bit differently than the data plans for the iPad on AT&T. So Verizon, you're kind of, it's a month-to-month, but it's a certain price for, and Verizon for the given amount of money was less data. They had like a $20 for 1 gig and $30 for, you know, 2 or something like that. I don't know, whatever it was, you were paying a little bit more for the equivalent of data on Verizon. And as far as I know, if you have overages, well, they just bump you up to the higher or end up charging you a extra for that gig of data, you know. And it's not much, but if you do go over that, and theoretically with an LTE radio, you should be using up your data faster, right? So it's just a way for you to burn through that data faster during the month. But they have it set up so that you'd pay, you know, an extra $10 or something for the gig. I don't know exactly what it is. The way it works with AT&T is you have your thing that says you're paying, you know, I think it's $30 for your 2 gig. And when you burn through that, you know, 2 gig during the month, now there's no rollover with data. You know, AT&T gives me rollover for calling minutes. Why don't they give me rollover for data? When you get to the point where you've used that up, they just bill you another, you know, money for the next chunk of 2 gig. And I kind of like that because on months that I use it a lot, then I can go ahead and have it, you know, give them some extra money for the months that I'm actually using it. And I think overall, it's going to be a better plan for me. But there is some fundamental differences with the way AT&T deals with data and the way that Verizon deals with data when you get to that data overage kind of a situation. The nice thing about the month-to-month plans, though, is you can't always drop them and just go Wi-Fi for that month. You know, you're not required to be on that month-to-month and all that type of thing. So you get the best of both worlds. And I did opt for a AT&T radio for those situations when I was. Now, of course, the other thing, though, is initially here, Verizon is the one that's going to allow you to tether, and AT&T is holding back on that initially, and a lot of people were interested in the LTE radio and tethering with that faster speed. I think probably in those situations where I really need to tether with LTE, I might be in a situation where the reverse would be true, and I would do the tethering on the phone. Anyway, I wanted to have the option, and it was worth paying the extra to have the option of that radio when I was absent of Wi-Fi, even though I do have ways and gadgets that allow me to have Wi-Fi most of the time when I am walking around. So that's what I opted for, and the last thing I wanted to say was this whole idea about, we're just calling it the iPad now, which doesn't make sense to me, because they just call it the iPod Touch, right? They don't call it the iPod Touch, you know, 5 or 6 or whatever iteration we're on, and they don't call it the iPod 15 or whatever it is we would be on, and things like that. It's just the MacBook and the MacBook Air, right? 3rd gen, 4th gen, those kinds of things, and so they're switching to this. This gave punditry a lot of, you know, things to complain about, because it's not easy for them. It'd be easier for them if it was the iPad 3 or the iPad HD. Although a couple people did mention that, you know, people are talking about the latest iPad 2, and maybe some people will get confused about that, right? The latest version of the iPad 2, as opposed to the latest iPad. But it does remind me of a local establishment here that is one of those dinner theater playhouses, right? So the dinner playhouse, the biggest dinner playhouse operation here in Kansas City, had a couple of different dinner theaters years ago, and ceased operation at one of those and moved their other one to a larger facility out in Johnson County on the Kansas side of the Kansas City area, and they called that the new theater, right? So there's the new theater. And I always wondered, now, there's the new theater. What are they going to call it when they build another theater that's newer than that? Will that be the new theater? So everybody's joking about, well, what are we going to call the next? If this is the new iPad, what's the next one going to be? It's going to be the newer iPad, and then the newest iPad, and then the newester iPad. I think it's just going to be the iPad from now on, and Apple doesn't really care about the technical pundits and making their life easier. In fact, I think maybe sometimes they have some fun making their lives harder, jumping around on the date. I also noted with interest this morning on Tech News Today, they mentioned that today was the original set date when the Steve Jobs biography was supposed to come out. Now, of course, they moved that earlier in terms of when Mr. Jobs passed away. They moved up the release date of that biography. And I wonder, no one ever thought about this in the grand schema of things where they were trying to figure out exactly when the release date of the iPad was going to take place. I wonder if Mr. Jobs, in one last brilliant scheme to have a coincidence of public interest in all things Apple, if he had kind of arranged so that the biography, had he still been with us, the biography would have come out on the same day as the new iPad, and maybe this was planned all along. And you know, I would not put him past it. And Mr. Jobs, wherever he is, being a Buddhist, he doesn't believe in maybe the same types of afterlives as other people with other religious beliefs, or those who have no religious belief at all. But I like to think that Mr. Jobs is out there somewhere, outside of time and space and where we all live, and he's kind of, chuckling at that. You know, I had that one last trick, and I didn't get to pull it off. Anyway, that's all. Got a little metaphysical there at the end, but that is my report from iPad Day here in Kansas City. And now, back to Norb.
All right, Bruce, I want to thank you so much for that report. And, it's some very interesting trivia there from, Kansas City. You gotta like that. Not only are you getting tech, you're getting a little bit of history and trivia. Gotta love that. Hey, still working on the wife's computer. It's an ITX Atom, and I don't know what the motherboard is. I don't know the ITX boards too well. I'm not too familiar with the Atom processors and all that. It's a dual core. She just needs to be able to surf the web, do her Facebook, email, play a few games and things like that. A little bit of video chatting. What else? Oh, and Photoshop Elements. She does all the pictures for scrapbooking and all that. So I think I got everything I need. I got a little ITX motherboard, ITX case for it. Not a shuttle. It's smaller than a shuttle, actually. And I had a laptop hard drive, 320 gig laptop hard drive. So I'm putting that in. And I got everything from Newegg. Bought it on Friday. Bought it Friday, and it arrived today. So I was stoked about that. What else? Let's see. I got an external DVD slimline drive. That way I can go ahead and load on Windows 7 64-bit home premium that I got for like $80 at Newegg a little while back. So I think I've got everything I need. So right after this, I'm gonna go get the other monitor I've got, go ahead and throw it down there, put it together, see if it'll boot. And if it will boot, then we're going to start, really getting into it. And it's almost 11 o'clock right now, PM. So I'll probably be up till really, really late. And the wife will be really, really mad that I'm not getting to bed till really, really, really late. So, I'll just blame it on ADHD. and not worry about it. What is she going to do? You know, fire me? I don't think so. Build her a new computer. I'm Superman. So anyway, she'll love that. So, but all right. Hey, if you have any questions, comments, just go ahead and email me here at Norbert@totallycooltech.com. New, that's a whole new email thing I got set up because I put my Gmail on or my .com name domain thing on my Gmail, so it's all running through Gmail actually. Or you can get us at tctpodcast@gmail.com. They'll both get to me. But try the Norbert@totallycooltech. All right, cool. So I'm going to have more spam coming in because now this is going out on the web. All right, but I want to hear from you guys. I really do want to hear from you guys. If you want to find out more about that thing that I'm doing, what I'm using, how it's working, all that kind of stuff, email me. That's how I'm going to talk to you. If you want to find out about it more, email me or watch my Twitter posts. If you like the show, please recommend us to a friend. I really, really appreciate it. We've gotten a lot more traction. And all the show notes, links, and contact info are available at the website, www.totallycooltech.com. And hey, if you know something, you know, that's pretty cool in the tech world and you want to share it with us, go ahead, send it on in. Do like Bruce. Record it, keep it clean, and we'll put you on the show. Just send it to me, Norbert@totallycooltech, right? All right. And I think that is it. Let me see here. The listener line, 540-999-TECH. Also look for me on Twitter. Just search for TCT Podcast. I'm also on Facebook and Google Plus. That's right. I'm on Google Plus. So plus me, would you? All right. Do I have that? I don't have that on there. I'm going to have to put my Google Plus page on there. But yeah. Hey, if you really want to see something cool, and this is for those of you who really stick around to the end of the podcast, my son Wesley wanted to do a show, so we recorded a show this weekend called Westworld, and you can only find it at Blip, because it's on Blip, but if you really want to see what it is, if you have a Roku, just go to Totally Cool Tech, you'll see it, it's there, and he did his first show. And it's called Westworld, and you know, thoughts, opinions, and anything else he wants to talk about. And this episode was a taste test, blindfold taste test. So that was pretty funny. And hopefully his grandfather's taken a look at it so far. I've emailed it to a few friends and whatever, but hopefully granddad will take a look at it and have a great time. So granddad, if you're listening, Tom, that one's for you. All right, everybody. That's it, and I will see you next time.